Kiribo said, good vach, hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf kuf, 100 blot into Bava Kama, and Baruch Hashem still going strong. I do want to apologize for the lack of consistency in the shiurim. I have been hit pretty hard by strep throat, of all things. Still have 5 days on antibiotics and still feeling lousy. No, it's not corona. Remember those days? The strep test was positive. But for whatever reason, it's been taking me a while to get over it. And then, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, I'm actually flying, and I will be traveling for the entire week. So, I don't think I'll be able to record on the go. I think it's a bit of a crazy trip. So that unfortunately is going to continue, but we do, Baruch Hashem, have an opportunity to learn together today. And we'll do, as you can see, the short daf together. So we're 3 lines up here, or I guess 2 lines up in the skinny lines, on Sadi Tes Amabez. It's about 6 or 7 lines up total. Itmar, right, it was said. And again, we've been talking about, if you remember, different professionals, if they make mistakes, if they do some sort of damages, if people rely to them, etc. So we're continuing on with that theme. So the Gemara says, Itmar hamar adiner l'shulchani. If a person shows a coin to a shulchani is a money changer, and v'nim tzara, and it turns out it was no good. And again, back in the day, as obviously nowadays this is a foreign concept, but back in the day, they didn't have, standard currency. They didn't have mints. They didn't have printers. Money printers, etc., and people had to rely on different people to show you that the money was good. And sure enough, currency could change and all that type of stuff. So they had to show, right, very often. It wasn't an uncommon thing for the guy to show money to a money changer, right? And they would verify. I don't know if they give a star, but they would give a verify. They would give a thumbs up, right, on money. So sure enough, the guy said it was fine. And then guy tries to use it in the marketplace. Right, goes to the what's it called, to the store, and sure enough. Guy looks at it, guy weighs it, and it's silver, not copper, it's copper, not silver, it's silver, not gold, etc., etc. So, or the government went got rid of it. So, Tanichana Uman Potter, Hedyod Chayev, Vitani Idach, Bein Uman, Bein Hedyod Chayev. We have 2 brises. First one says that an Uman, right, a professional, right, he's going to be Potter, right, a Hedyod, right, a regular guy is going to be Chayev, right, meaning there's no reason for you to be offering your opinion if you don't know what you're talking about. The Uman's going to be Potter. If you remember, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if an Uman makes a mistake, right, so that's good, that's considered to be an onus and not pshia. That's not a pshia, not a negligence. Okay, fine. The second brisa says mimarushach, right, everybody, right, is going to be chayev. So what do you do with those brises? Amar Papa, Kitanya Uman Potter, when the brisa, the first brisa says that Uman is Potter, right? Again, the second brisa says everybody is Chayev, but the first brisa is only difference, right? Because according to everybody, you're going to be Chayev. The only outlier, right, is the first brisa by a professional. So what is that? What case is that? Kigon Dankuv Isser, those are, confusingly enough, those are people. If you look at Rashi, right, Shulchanin Uman Imhem. They were shulchanim, they were money changers. So if you're, when it means that a professional is potter, it's like danku and iser, the lo tzrichu lemigmar klal, who don't need to learn anything, i.e. they know everything, right, about their profession, right? And so they're the top of the game. So Gemara says, ela b'maito. Okay, so how do the guys at the top of their game make a mistake? Right, if they never, ever, ever make a mistake because they're so proficient in what they do, so how do they make a mistake? So to besichta chadata da he shaita denafik mitu disichta. Sure enough, right? They didn't realize that the government at that moment was printing a new coin, right? And they didn't know, they weren't familiar, and that was what they were talking about. Okay, there was a story goes that a woman showed a dinar, right, obviously that's a coin, right, to Rabbi Chia, and Amar Mal Yehi, right? She said it's totally fine. The Machar. Next day, Asai Kame, she came back to him, Vamrele, she said to him, Achaziz Sever Amrele, Bishahu. I showed it to somebody else, right, meaning Pasha says she didn't go to another money changer, she went to use it, right, to buy something, and she said it was a bad coin, right, Volokanovically, and he wouldn't let me use it. So Amrele Rav, so Ruchia said to Rav, Zil Chalfin, Ehale, go change it for her. Ruchtope, Pinkasi Din Asek Bish, read in right down on my records. Right, this was a bad business deal. Right, Zchora Rahi, Rashi says, if you look at the last Rashi, Sha'al Iski Chinam Ani Mavsid Shal Hayli L'Rosa. Right, I'm losing money for no reason, right, because I shouldn't have offered, right, my professional advice and evaluations. The Gemara says, one second, hold on. Rabbi Chia, the Gemara testifies, it was on the level of Danko and Isser. So why should he have to pay for this mistake? So Gemara says, it was complete onus. So Rabbi Chia, the Gemara says, Rabbi Chia, lefnim mishur sadin hu David. No, because Rabbi Chia went lefnim mishur sadin, right? He went beyond the letter of the law. Right? Because the Tanya of Yosef, as Rabbi Yosef taught, but again, we're going to darshan out a pasuk right now, Parsha given last week's Parsha, not yesterday, not today's Parsha, but last week's Parsha. Right? Kosh Baruch tells Moshe to tell Bnei Israel to follow the right path, right? So we darshan out all of the words, right, in that pasuk. What does that mean? Right? Beis chayehem, right? That's the way you should make Beis chayehem, that's the way you should learn Torah. Rashi says Talmud Torah, right? The way you learn your Torah, right? That ki he came chayenu baruch yamenu. What's it called? So, and interestingly enough, right, so if you look at the Mishra Zashas over here, right, so he says that in Eilu Metzias, right, and we're going to get to in, I don't know, Lamed Amud Beis, so that's 2 months or so, right, Rashi says that Beis Chayehem actually means to learn an Umnus, right, to learn a Parnasa. Okay, interesting that you have a steer and Rashi's over here. But okay, either way, Beis Chayehem, Rashi over here writes Talmud Torah, right? Esaderech, what is that? That is Zugamin is Chasadim, that's doing Chasad. Yelchu, what does that mean? Zubiker Cholim, that's Biker Cholim. And the bah means zukfura, the mitzvah of burying somebody. Esamasa zeddin, right, having a bezdin and doing dinim. Asher yasun, that you should do, and then zulifnimisher zeddin, right, going beyond the literal letter of the law, and that's in fact right what Rabbi Chia was doing. Okay, Reish Lakish actually laid dinar to Rabbi Elazar. Reish Lakish showed a dinar to Rabbi Elazar, and Amar Rabbi Elazar said, "Mal Yahu, right? It's good, right? Solid, no problem." Amar Le, he said to him, "Chazidala ka samichna." Rabbi Reish Lakish said, he pointed. You can imagine, right? Like reading between the lines, he pointed at him and said, "All right, but I'm relying on you." Right, says Amar Leis. He said back to him, "Ki samachta alai mayin lememra." Rabbi Elazar says, "What do you mean when you say that?" Right, the mishkach bisha beina lechlifelach. Right, if you find out that it's no good, right, beina lechlifelach, and you want to exchange it, meaning that I'll have to be machlif for you. I'll have to change it for you. So adhu to Amrish Rabbi Meir who, right, the doin din de garmi. What do you mean? You said that Rabbi Meir was the one who's doin din de garmi. So this is din de garmi. Garmi is not exact. Well, okay, that's part of the discussion. Right, there's a whole discussion as to whether grama benezikin, but grama again means indirect, right? Indirect damage, right? There's a concept of grama on Shabbos, etc. So garmi is obviously very similar. Lashon, a very similar construct in word. Garmi, grama, right? Is that exactly the same? So there's a whole machlokes we've shown him as to whether those two concepts are the same. Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, is of the opinion that garmi and grama are the same. That's indirect damage, and other we've shown him, right, that line up right across the board. So but let's just use one understanding that garmi means indirect damage. Okay, without getting onto all the details, obviously that's for, you know, some real serious Ian. So Reish Lakish says to him, "You told me that Rabbi Meir is the one who's done dina de garmi, right? If my lav, Rabbi Meir, who's a little serial on kavase, right? Don't we hold? Aren't you telling me that it's Rabbi Meir's shita, and we don't hold like him?" Right, Rabbi Meir is serial on kavase. No, what he means is that Rabbi Meir is doin dina de garmi. Rabbi Meir holds that when you say doin din de garmi, that means that you're chayef, not that you're putter. So if Rabbi Meir is the one who says doin din de garmi, but if you damage someone indirectly, you're going to be chayef. And didn't you tell me, says Rabbi Elazar to Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that, i.e. it's only Rabbi Meir, meaning that Rabbi Meir is a das yachid, right? V'lo sphere lankavase, and we don't hold like that. So Amar Leis, Reish Lakish said, no, that's not what I meant. I meant Rabbi Meir who sphere lankavase, that really Rabbi Meir holds doin din de garmi, and that's actually how we pasken, and therefore you would be chayef, right, if you damage me, right, with your bad coin advice. So Gemara says, "Hi, Rabbi Meir." So Gemara says, "One second. Which is the statement of Rabbi Meir that says that doin din de garmi, that indirect damage, it is going to be chayef?" We're going to have four possibilities. That's why we have the Dalet Lamed Mem Pei over there. And the last one, spoiler alert, the last one is the one that we're going to use. So Elei Mel Rabbi Meir. If you could tell me it's Rabbi Meir's sheet of the Tanan is learned in the Mishnah and Bechoros. Donis had din zika zechayev chayev is a zakai time is a tor tier is a tame. Wait, if a judge right messed up, right, he made someone who's chayev pater, made someone someone's pater chayiv, right, or made someone's tamei tahor, etc. It's masha also v'shalem mibeso, right? Whatever is done is done, and he has to pay for it. Right, so apparently, we see again that seems to be indirect damage, but then the judge has to be chayiv. But the problem is, hay tamar la, am Rabbi Eloi, am Rav, right? V'ushenatol v'nasam biyad, right? Rabbi Eloi, in the name of Rav, said that was a case where the judge literally took biyadayim with his own hands, right, and did those mistaken judgments. Rashi gives a whole list of exactly how he could have done it. Right? We'll just read one of them if you want, and you can read the others. Zika Zachayev, how could he made someone who's Chayev putter, right, and then and done that biyadayim? Shayelo mashkon lamalva mimenu, right, and because he had a collateral, he had a mashkon, right, by the lender. I have a notal dayan la mashkon vechziru la lova, and the dayan literally took the collateral, let's say it was a watch or whatever, it was sitting on the table, right, and gave it back to the lova via dayan, right, and again, similarly, right, in the other cases, right, he got his hands involved and he actually did it himself, so it wasn't indirect, it wasn't garmi, it was direct damage. Elaha Rabbi Meir, so maybe it's this Rabbi Meir shita that teaches us that garmi is chayiv. Tetzanaz v'lemez in a braisa. It's bolo lo adam, not a brisa of the Mishnah. This is what we're going to see on a base. Right, let's bolo lo adam. Let's boa lo adam. Mitzvah shachar. Shachar mitzvah adam. Right, he said if someone gave wool to some guy to dye a certain color and he messed it up, either red to black or black to red. Right, so Remeir Omer no sin lo demet tamro. Right, you pay right for the value right of the wool, i.e., it's not shinui kone. Right, the guy does not actually acquire it. Right, so you have to pay. I'm sorry, we do say shinui kone, right, and the guy acquires it, and therefore he pays him, right, the value of the wool. Isn't that also, right, indirect? So Gemara says, also, hasam ka aved biyadayim. The Gemara says, no, what do you mean? That's literally damaging the wool with his hands, right? That's biyadayim, that's not indirect. That's literally damaging it with his hands. You dyed it, right, with a different color, with the wrong color. So that's the obvious question, like, what was the Gemara thinking? Right, when you take wool and you put it in a vat of color, that's not direct damage. You literally messed it up, right, with your hands. Right, so that's what Tosa says. So the car, my car relay. What was the Havamina? So if you look at Tosa, Tosa the Maskal Shiny, so it says Mishum de Ina Tzemer Mishtana Miad, because the wool does not change immediately. Right, it takes some time for it to change. So that's what he calls Grama Ba'alma. Right, it happens over 2 or 3 days. Tosa says, and therefore that's called indirect. He's going to use that answer for the next case as well. Let's just get to it right now. Elahar Bemeir. Maybe it's this case. The Tzana is willing to Mishnah Hamasachek Gefano Agabi Tivozo Shalchavero. Right, if you put your vine right over the grain of your friend, that's obviously that makes it kilayim. Right, you can't have grain and grapes growing together. So Reja Kidesh, right, v'chayev. You mekadesh it. Right, that turns it into kilayim. Everything is asur ba'ana, and then you're chayev for that damage. Isn't that indirect damage? So Gemara says also, Hasanami kavi b'dayim. What do you mean? He put his vine over the grain. What do you mean that he's doing it with his hands? Tosas again asks, what do you mean? What was the havamina? So he says that because it doesn't become mekudosh right away. It doesn't turn into kilayim right away. It doesn't happen immediately. It only has to grow a certain amount. Right? So therefore, it's also the Gemara thought maybe it would be grama. So Ella finally. Rabbi Meir, really, it's this shita, right, of Rabbi Meir, the Tanya's willing to embrace, right, mechitzas akarim shenifritza, right, if you have a wall that's of a vineyard that fell down, right, and Pasha says it's not yours, if you look at, right, look at Rashi over here, kaima lan haya gedar bin time, right, there's the field, there was a wall between zesamach zerayim legedar mikan, zesamach kifanim legedar mikan, and one guy's got a field of grain, and one guy's got a field of vines. And obviously, if there was no wall, right, they would be growing together, and that would be a problem. So Omer lo, right, oh gador, right. So he said, put it up, right. So again, what's it called? So you got to fix that wall, right. If you look at Rashi, shalo yusif atvua echad mi masayim, right. Ba'om mechitza prutza v'teser, right. If the grain grows 1/200th, right, at that moment, right, everything is to become usher because it grew together, right, with the grain. And the vineyard, right? Pasha says it's on the guy who owns the field of the grain. So then, if nifritza, right, it broke down again. No mulogador. He said again, put it up. And it's the eyes from mena velogadra. And then the guy who owns it and didn't put it up, right? Or he's a kiddush. I'm not sure what I said before about the guy who's. Oh, yeah, okay, so Tosa actually says, not like me. I just immediately assumed it was the obligation of the guy who owns a field of grain, but I guess not. Right? Tosa says, Omer lo gador, meaning that apparently it's on the balakerem. If you look at that top, Tosa's literally the first line. Okay, so it's on the vineyard owner to build up the wall. Right? If he doesn't, if he's an Eishman, if he doesn't, if he did it once, did it twice, he's like, oh, I'm done with this. So I raise a kiddush v'chayv v'achiryuso, because then when the grain grows, so then he didn't do anything, right? It's grama, he didn't actively damage. damage. But since he didn't put the wall up, right, he's going to be right, Mekadesh everything. Everything's going to turn into Kelayim, and then he's going to be Chayev, right, to pay back. And that is, in fact, the Mokor where Rabbi Meir says that you're Chayev for Garmi. Now, just one more note also that we should point out. Rabbi Meir is not mentioned in any of these examples. Well, I guess I take it back. No, in some of them he is. But usually Rabbi Meir is a Stam Mishnah, right? It's Stam Braisa. Usually we assume that Rabbi Meir is the Stam Mishnah, and therefore, even if you don't mention his name, right, that we assume that that is his Shita as well. Okay. Masnisa, new Mishnah. And again, as you can see, short daf today. Hanosin Tamar Latzava Veigdichu Yoreh. If a person gives wool to the guy to dye it, and he burns it, right? So Nosin Lo Demet Samro, he pays for the value of the wool. Because he damaged it. Again, he damaged it. Again, he has to pay back for it. Fine. Tzvau ka'or im ha-shevach yosar, shevach ka'or, Tzvau ka'or, let's say he dyed it badly, as we'll see, the Gemara will talk about, if you can see, right, skip line, and it says, my ka'or, what is that? So we'll explain what that is in a second. But let's say just he dyed it badly, I mean, he didn't do a good color job. So, im ha-shevach yosar, let's see, if the improvement on the wool is more than the expenses that the dyer, you know, incurred in order to do it, so, nose and nose, you pay for the expenses. In my yitzia, if the expenses are more than the benefit, the improvement in the skill, in the value of the wool, then nose and nose is shvach, then the guy has to pay just the improvement. Meaning that the guy's on a tachtona, right? The worker is yadu ala tachtona, he gets whatever, right? The worse, the lower value. The tvo lo adam, the tvo shachar, again, this we've been quoting a lot, right? Shachar tvo adam, let's say he dyed it the wrong color. So Omer says, nose and nose debate samro, right? You pay him the value of the wall because, again, shinoi kona, right? He's made a shinoi, and therefore, you know, he would pay b'shas exela, he would pay the value of the wall. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it's the same halacha. Em shevach yosar la yetzia, nosin lo de'es yetzia, em yetzia seres al ha-shvach, right? Nosin lo as ha-shvach. So the Gemara says, my car, what do you mean? What is this? It's so car. What do you mean he dyed it badly? Some Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Rechana, kalbus. It's kalbus. So the Gemara says, that's not helpful. My kalbus. What is that? Summer Rabbi Bar Shmuel, right? Kafra Dudi or Dodi. If you look at Rashi, Kinech Bo is Hayoret. Right, Yoret is a pot. The pot they use to dye. You know, the vat is probably more accurate. Right, so if you, Kinech is to wash. So if you clean out. So if you took a handkerchief or a towel, right, and washed out the vat, Kolomar B'Shiare Etzera Shnishtayru B'Yoret. With the remainder of the color that is left in the vat, right, Tzvah Kufra. That's a lousy type of cleaning. So that's the type of I mean, you're cleaning it with the leftover, right, dye and not the actual dye, right? And that obviously leaves an inferior color. All right, we'll stop here and we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.